Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph, Rosh Hashanah 34. Back on 33b, we learned that there's a machokas, there's a dispute amongst the Tanayim, amongst the earlier authorities, whether the Truah that is said in the Torah, when it says Yom Truah Yehi Alechem, it should be a day of blasting, whether that's a reference to short blasts, which are called Yevavos, or whether they are referenced to longer blasts, which are called shivarim, a little bit longer. So the Gemara explains that now there was a takana of Rabbi Avohu in Kezari, in Caesarea. So it says the Gemara, Iskin Rabbi Avohu beKezari. Rabbi Avohu came along in the city of Kezari, Caesarea, and instituted a reform that about how to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. He said that what you're supposed to do is tekia, that first you blast a single long blast, and then shlosha shavarim, and three of the shavarim, which are the shorter blasts, but they're not the staccato, they're a little bit longer, and then you blow after that trua, and then you blow three shorter blasts, the staccato blasts. So you do three shorter blasts that are longer, but not as long as the tekiah. And then you do the truah, which are staccato blasts. And then you do a tekiah, a long tekiah. So the Gemara says, I don't understand why Rabbi Avohu made such a takana. Manavshach, well, it doesn't make any sense. What does the word yevava mean? Because it says yom truah, so that it's a day of truah, which is a day of crying. If you think it's the short staccato cries, it should be tekiah, followed by the shorter staccato blasts, which we call the truah, which, even though this is not the same truah as in the Torah, that's what we call the truah, and those staccato blasts, like it said in our Mishnah, and then we have a tekiah. So then you should do tekiah, truah, tekiah, without any shvarim. But Rabbi Avohu instituted tekiah, Shvarim Truah Tekiah. So if this word Truah means, or this word Yavava means short staccato blasts, that's all you should do. And if the cry that's referenced in the Torah is a reference to a longer sigh, not as long as the tekiah, but much longer than the staccato blast. So if that's the case, that the truah mentioned in the Torah is genichos, it's these sighs like do, 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 then if that's the case, then that's what we should blast. Liyav tekiah, shlosh shvarim tekiah. Then that's what should be blasted, tekiah, followed by these three medium-sized blasts called the shvarim, and then a tekiah, without any of the staccato blasts. So the Gemara explains, Misaf goei, no, the Gemara says Rabbi Avohu was not sure. What is this Yevava? What is this Trua, this cry that's referenced in the Torah? He's not sure if it's a Ginuche Ganach, if it's a sigh that's a longer cry, or if it is a shorter staccato cry. So the Gemara says, Maskefo Rav Avira. So Ravira asks a question. Okay, maybe it is indeed this shorter staccato cry, but by him doing the shavarim followed by the trua, meaning the longer cry followed by the staccato one, kamafsik shlosha shavarim in trua tekiah. He's interrupting between the tekiah. He's putting these three shavarim in between. So that's a big problem. So we don't have a tekiah followed by a trua followed by tekiah because we have this longer the shavarim in between. So the Gemara says, no, dahadar avet tekiah trua tekiah. Now, after he does the tekiah shvarim trua tekiah, he then goes back and does the straight tekiah trua tekiah. And so, therefore, we're going to make sure that at least you have that done properly. So, maskev or Ravina. So, Ravina says another question. Maybe the blast that we do on the cry is a sigh, not the staccato cry, but the longer sigh. And if that's the case, come mafsika trua ben shvarim tekiah. And the final trua is interrupting between the shvarim and the tekiah, because if the real blast, the real cry is the longer sigh and not the staccato blast, but you're putting it in between the sigh and the tekiah at the end. So the Gemara answers, dahadar avid, that no, what you do then is tekiah shvarim tekiah. No, at the very end, after you do tekiah shvarim trua tekiah, and after you do tekiah trua tekiah, then you do tekiah shvarim tekiah, so that everybody should, so that you have the shvarim followed by next to the tekiahs without any interruption. So if that's the case, the Gemara says, El Rabbi Avohu, my iskin, what did he institute by doing tekiah shvarim trua together? Why did he need to do it? If you want to say that it is the longer sigh and not the staccato cry. Well, anyway, we're doing it. Yo-yo, and if you're going to say it's a shorter staccato cry, anyway, we're doing it. So, ha'avde, so what exactly is Rabbi Avo instituting? They were doing both of those anyway. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma Masafkoi, Dilma Garnach V'yol. So no, Rabbi Avo's takana was, maybe you need to do both. Maybe you need to do both. Maybe a person does the size and then followed by a staccato blast. Maybe that is the essence of the trua. That is the essence of the cry. Maybe the trua that's mentioned in the Torah is a sigh followed by a staccato cry. And so therefore he instituted that they should be done together. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, why don't we do it the reverse way? Why don't we do it Yolula Yoel followed by Ginuch Higanach? Why don't we do the shorter staccato cries followed by the longer sigh? So Rabbi Avo should have made that takana as well. Have all the possibilities. Tkia Trua Shlosh Shvarim Utkia. Do the Tkia followed by the Trua, the staccato blast followed by the long Shvarim, the medium ones followed by the Tkia. Gemara says, no, Dilma Yoel Viganach, no, we should do it. Maybe you're going to do the staccato cry followed by the sigh. The Gemara says, no, Stama de Milsa, no, the, as a default, as a baseline, we say, Kimatra Be'inish Milsa, when something terrible, Rachman Alatzon, happens to a person, the person needs to cry. Pareisha Ganach V'hadar Yoel, first you do the longer sighs, and then you do the staccato cries. And so since that's the nature of the way we cry, that's why Rabbi Avo only instituted that that's the way we should blast the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, so it reflects the manner in which we cry.